Did you build a fire in the fireplace?
If Faith built that fire pit, the piece of words that she hired would go away. He said, there's a fairy up there that broke there and marked too close for to build that chimney. So Mr. Jones, he said, I'm going to see how he got blamed, but other than that, I'm going to see how that fire got blamed. Give me some paper, I'll give you some paper. Got right down there behind me there. He laid the paper, stuck it in there, and started blaming. He looked at it, smoke was going up. He said, that's all right. It went pretty good. But after that, he left the fire hair still there, yep. And he bid to go with Ted and go with both of them. But he sure fixed me up, I tell you that. And Mr. Newman asked me too, he said, How you fix that? I said, well, that's your father fix it. Father put it like that. I said, he said, longer than I live, I had a place to stay and had to worry about that. He told me, he said, Mr. said, you go there and you lay down. And don't worry about nothing. He just lay down and rest yourself. And I was kind of young then. I must have been about 45 years or 50 years old. He told me, don't worry about nothing. All right, fine. He said, I am going to go to build the pay. He said, I want to help you. He said, he said, yeah. He take credit. My wife, he said, credit, you take this picture. Take this money. He said, book. Give him a book for the bank. He said, take this book and you want money to buy something new for the church, you go up there and you take your check and get your money out of the bag and go get what you want. And that started me off. So that helped me out a whole lot of that. Started me off and then I started to pour it up and up to the wild mess and up. That's what it surely helped me out. And killed beef over there for him. I killed beef there for him 4 or 5 at a time. He said, he said, everything in the beef belongs to you. All the liver, all the light, all the chest, but the guts I put out of it. He said, all that's yours. He said, you take that, help your children. So the hog was the same thing. Let it be the hog. That boy was kind of good size there. Every boy I chew 4 or 5 beef for him. I killed him and put him where they put him in the course to it. And then something when I first started killing, I'd cut the meat myself. I used to have a little butcher shop there. I'd cut the meat up. So when I first killed, first beef I killed, he said, come to want to kill me? I said, yeah. He said, well, come on, I'm gonna kill. So we started killing him over there. He had a gag car, all that and cattle. He tried everything to see why you see why he had not. He tried everything, cattle, sheep, and he goats, he tried that too. He tried everything to do what he had said now. And then he told me, he said, cook me there, we got them sheep there. He said, what you take of them? I said, well, Mr. Lemon, I said, you got them old sheep there. I said, you see, now you take your defense before he had that whole palace. Hog wire, all around the whole foundation. I've tested these beef. He and 2 or 3 more pigs, I could put one, however many more, so I wouldn't go 2, 3. And he gave them to me. Go. He'd go and be with us. All around that field, full of fence. Put fence clear around, all the way right up to right there. All the way, he got a big foundation there, 2 years, and take it in. When they put up the fence, after put up the fence, they said, now the sheep see your books, he said, what you take about them? I said, well, I don't know, Mr.